All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, of course, today we'll see Major League Baseball have their Midsummer Classic. And of course, I'm talking about the All-Star Game. But once the All-Star Game festivities are done, it's time to get back to work. And you just have to wonder who will be the five teams that will make the playoffs coming out of the American League this year. Now, first and foremost, I'm going to start off with the American League East, as yet again, we are seeing another battle between the Hatfields and the McCoys. And of course, I'm referring to the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Hands down, these have been two of the better teams in MLB this year. And more than years in the past, recent years rather, it's very important for one of these teams is going to win this division, but the push to win this division is going to be fierce. Why? Because you have a situation where more than likely both the Yankees and Red Sox are going to win at least 100 games this year. And then you're talking about, wow, you won more than 100 games this year, and then you're relegated to the wild card game. And like I've said before, anything, and I mean anything, can happen in a one-game playoff, and you definitely don't want to have your season or your playoff hopes, you know, riding on that one contest. Now, the Yankees definitely need another arm for their rotation. Luis Severino has been solid. CC Sabathia is a crafty veteran. Masahiro Tanaka has been up and down. But you look at Sonny Gray, you never know what you're going to get from Sonny Gray. And going into the playoffs, I think that the Yankees really need to shore that up. I said it before and I'll say it again. The Yankees need to come up off of some of their prospects. I know the Yankees have a deep farm system right now, but those prospects can't win you a game or can't win you a World Series title right now in the minor leagues. Granted, you know, the Yankees are building for the future. Yes, I get that. But tomorrow is never promised in the world of sports. And if you have an opportunity to go out there and win a World Series title, now, go for it. So the Yankees definitely need another arm. They're going to hit with the likes of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton in the middle of that lineup. They have one of the best bullpens in baseball, but you need to shore up that rotation. You look at the Red Sox. The Red Sox have been pretty solid. They have a very balanced lineup, and I think it's only a matter of time before I think Boston goes out there and adds some pitching help, whether that be for the starting rotation or for the bullpen. I mean, you look at their rotation with Chris Sale, David Price, starting to get it back. Rick Porcello, he's been up and down. But just like the Yankees, you need to shore up that rotation. Boston currently has a 4.5 game lead. But to me, that really doesn't mean anything. Why? Because these teams play, they're going to play each other so much between now and the rest of the season. And you have the rest of this month. You also have all of August and September. So, I mean, a 4.5 game lead is not insurmountable at this point for the Yankees in the East. You look at the American League Central, and the Cleveland Indians are going to win this division in their sleep. They've been up and down. They've shown runs. But the bottom line is, will the Indians be able to do some damage in October? Of course, 2 years ago, Cleveland was one game away from winning the World Series title. Last year, they finished with the best record in the American League, and then they were bounced in the divisional round by the Yankees. Now, the Indians have the pitching. I'm not sure about their lineup being able to click consistently, and they have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. Andrew Miller is expected to return soon, so that's going to add, you know, some improvement to that Indians bullpen. But you look at it, they could be in line to get themselves another bat prior to the trade deadline at the end of the month. Then you look at the gauntlet that is the American League West, and you look at the Astros, who are the defending World Series champions. They've been taking everybody's best punch. But you look at the Mariners. The Mariners are one of the baseball's good stories this year. You can't overlook the Oakland A's, who are playing with house money. And then you have the Los Angeles Angels, who are trying to hang around in that postseason picture. You look at it, will the Astros add some bullpen help? They recently sent Ken Giles back down to the minors. They're hopeful that he can, you know, get it figured out and come back and be a force as they look to make their postseason push. But, you know, the Astros have a very solid rotation with Justin Verlander, Charlie Morton, and, of course, Gerrit Cole. You look at that lineup, one of the deepest in baseball with the likes of Yuli Gurriel and Jose Altuve. But, you know, you just want to try to get it together in that bullpen. You look at the Mariners. They've been a pleasant surprise. They've been doing it without the presence of Robinson Cano, who has been suspended for violation of Major League Baseball's performance-enhancing drugs rule. And he'll be back at some point, but he won't be eligible for the postseason. But the Mariners lineup has still been there, but they need some pitching. James Paxton more than likely is headed to the DL. King Felix has been on the DL this year. And at the same time, he's not the pitcher that he once was. So, you know, again, coming to October, you can never, and I repeat, never have enough pitching. And again, if you're the Mariners, the longest current playoff drought in Major League Baseball, you got to go back to 2001 to find the last time that they were playing baseball in October. So for Seattle, I think it is imperative for them to make a move. The Oakland A's, you know, they're playing with house money. It's a feel-good story, but I'm not sure if they're going to have enough to overcome both the Mariners and the Astros in that division. You look at the Angels, and the Shohei Ohtani injury really took away from what this team could do because he was having a big impact on this lineup as well as on this rotation. The Angels recently lost a starting pitcher for the year due to Tommy John surgery, so I think they'll finish with a winning record, but I don't see them being a factor as far as making a playoff push. So ultimately, I think the teams that are going to make the playoffs out of the American League, I think the Red Sox win the East. The Yankees will have to settle for the wild card. Like I said, the Indians are going to win the Central going away. I think the Astros have enough to hold off the Mariners to win the West, but I think Seattle's going to get in as a wild card team. Four teams to watch out as far as playing spoiler coming down the stretch. I look at the Texas Rangers, and the Rangers are the only team in the AL West currently that has a losing record. And the Rangers play a ton of games with the Astros, Mariners, A's, and Angels for the rest of the season. So they are going to have a big impact as far as who wins this division and who gets to the playoffs. I look at the Minnesota Twins. I mean, the Twins, they made the playoffs last year as a wild card. They've underachieved this year. And I think at some point, the Twins are just going to say, you know what, we're not in contention, but let's go out there and ruin somebody else's dreams. And then I also look at the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays. They still have plenty of games with the Yankees and Red Sox, and the Rays, they're always a pesky club. And the Blue Jays, they're up and down. But when they're up, they can be a problem for anybody in baseball. So again, they're going to play a bevy of games with the Yankees and Red Sox in the second half of the season. So these are two more clubs that everybody should look out for. But once the action is set to begin this Thursday, I think that we are in store for a big time push coming down the stretch in the American League for some postseason baseball. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on space on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.